بسم الله. والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Okay, today this is our fourth level lessons in Arabic language, level four, Dr. Fahd Abdul Rahim, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. And today this is our 33rd session, in which we're going to be taking the new lesson 29. Lesson 29, which is primarily dealing with al-maf'ul, lahu or maf'ul li'ajlihi. And then there are two other points in the lesson, only three points in the lesson. The main point is the first one, al-maf'ul li'ajlihi or maf'ul lahu. This lesson contains three main points. There are 10 exercises, some of them very brief. And the dialogue is any page and a half. Yeah. So again, this lesson is relatively short lesson. And inshallah, the points that it contain are relatively simple. And if we daily try to do a little bit of the exercises as suggested in the homework assignment schedule, then hopefully, inshallah, it's easy to comprehend what we have. It gives us enough time to memorize what has to be memorized, and enough time to do every day a little bit of the exercises, even if it takes, depending on the speed, each person's going at a different pace, maybe half an hour, 40 minutes, or even less than that for some of us. All right, so if we break up the week into daily exercises, as suggested in the homework assignments, inshallah, it should be relatively easy to do the homework assignments and also to memorize what have to be memorized and to have a chance to comprehend and reflect and review the lesson before we come to our live session. Okay, so today, inshallah, we're doing lesson 29. We're going to be reading from the English key on page 129, 130, and just a couple of lines on the top of page 131. After that, we'll be looking at the Arabic text on page 246. And halfway of 247, and then the exercises. Alright, so let's start with page 129. At the bottom of the page, it says lesson 29. In this lesson, we learn the following. Al-mafa'ulu li-ajlihi. It's known as al-mafa'ulu li-ajlihi. Or al-mafa'ulu lahu. Sometimes it's also referred to as al-maf'ul min ajlihi. Yani li ajlihi or min ajlihi or al-maf'ul lahu. Previously we have learned in book 1, maf'ulun bihi. And then we learned maf'ulun fihi, dharf al-zaman wa makan. And we've also just taken maf'ulun mutlaq. So what remains is this maf'ulun lahu. And Mafulun mahu, we're not going to take. But there's also mafulun mahu. And then, there are the other mansubat, like al-hal and tamyiz and istithna. Alright, so, again, in this lesson we learn the following. Al-mafulu li-ajlihi. Or, al-maful lahu. In terms of this, its definition, the shaykh begins with its definition. And he mentions, number one, it is a masdar, which tells us the reason for doing an action. Yani a masdar, which is mentioned to clarify the reason for the action. Why something was done or why it wasn't done. Alright? So that's the first part of the definition. That it's a masdar, that's one thing. And number two, it tells us the reason for the doing of an action. Then he gives us a couple of examples. And then we go on with its definition. So from the examples of this masdar, which tells us the reason for doing an action, is لَمْ أَخْرُجْ خَوْفًا مِنَ الْمَطَرِ. I did not go out for fear of the rain. I did not go out for fear of the rain. So why is it that I didn't go out? Yani, out of fear of the rain. So this fear is the reason for the action of doing or not doing something. On the next page, another example. حَضَرْتُ حُبًّا لِلنَّحْوِ. I attended the class for the love of grammar. Yani, for what reason? Because of my love for grammar. Here, the Masdar in the first example, Khawfan, tells us the reason for not going out. And the Masdar, Hubban, in the second example, tells us the reason for attending the class. This is another point of the definition. Those are examples, but the first part of the definition, it's a Masdar. The second part of the definition, it tells us the reason for doing or not doing the action. The third part of the definition is here, where it says, this masdar mostly denotes a mental action. Mostly denotes a mental action. Alright, this is very important. Yani, meaning that usually the masdar here that tells us the reason for doing an action is usually a mental action, like fear, or love, or desire, or respect. Yani, it's usually one of the actions of the heart. Honey, I didn't go out of fear of something. I went out of love for something, out of desire for something, out of respect for someone. I did this out of respect for so-and-so. And the fourth point of the definition is that it is mansub, that the masdar that explains or expresses or informs us or tells us the reason for doing an action is mansub. Okay, so there are 4 points to the definition of al-mafa'ul. Lahu. Yani, number one, it's a masdar. Number two, it tells us the reason for doing an action. Number three, it mostly denotes a mental action, or what is known as amal qalbi, yani an action of the heart. And number four, it is mansub. There's one more point that's mentioned here as number five. It says the masdar in maf'ul lahu is mostly with the tanween. And this is not a definition of it, but this is a point related to it. It says, the masdar in maf'ul lahu is mostly with tanween. Yani, khawfan, hubban, ihtiraman, so on like this. It's mostly with tanween. But it may also be mudaf. And they give us two examples of the maf'ul lahu, where it is not taking tanween, but rather, it is the first part of an idafa construction. May also be mudaf. For example, لا تقتلوا, yani from the Quran, 17th surah, 31st ayah, لا تقتلوا أولادكم خشية إملاق. Do not kill your children, خشية, for fear of إملاق, for fear of poverty. So here it's a masdar, right? It's telling us the reason why you shouldn't do something. It's mansub, and it is a mental, an action of the heart, a mental action. Yani khashya, fear. That's something that's in the heart. It's not something you do with your hands or that you speak. It's fear. It's something in the heart. It's referred to here. It denotes a mental action or a amal qalbi, an action of the heart. All right, khashyata imlak. And here, the final point, the masdar of maf'ul al-mutlaq is mostly with tanween, but it may also have mudaf. This is an example of mudaf. Khashyata imlakin. Another example from the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Naha al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an yusafira bil-Qur'ani ila ardi al-aduwi makhafata makhafata an يَنَالَهُ الْعَدُوُ. The Prophet ﷺ naha, prohibited, and yusafira, that a person travel bil-Qur'an, yani with the, here what is intended here is the mushaf, yani the printed copy of Qur'an. The Prophet prohibited the person to travel with the Qur'an, or with the mushaf, إِلَى أَرْضِ الْعَدُوِ, to the land of the enemies of Islam, the disbelievers. Why? For what reason? مَخَافَةَ, out of fear. And يَنَالَهُ الْعَدُو, that the enemy would, يَنَالَهُ, would get hold of it, would take it and possess it, yani, and meaning would cause harm to it, would disrespect it. So here the point is what? That the masdar, yani the مَفُولٌ لَهُ, is a masdar, مَخَافَة. It is explaining us why to do something or why not to do something. And it is also yani mansub makhafata, And it is also yani an action of the heart, a mental action or amal qalbi. But here in this case it's mudaf to an yanalahu. An yanalahu. It's mudaf to the masdar mu'awwal an yanalahu. That the adu, the enemies of Islam, the disbelievers, the pagan disbelievers, would get a hold of it, would get possession of it. And they would harm it, meaning they would disrespect it. Okay, so this is the end of the maf'ulun lahu. Very, very brief. And it contains four main points. Number one, this is a masdar that expresses an action of the heart, tells us the reason why the action is or is not done, and it is mansub. A masdar that's mansub, its purpose is to tell us the reason for doing or not doing an action, and this, yani usually the action that it is talking about, or the masdar itself, is usually representing an action, a mental action, or action of the heart. Mostly the maf'ulun lahu has tanween, but sometimes it could also be an idafa, in which case it won't have tanween. Okay, the second point of this lesson is the particle. Halla, with shadda on the lam. Yani, ha, fatta, lam, shadda, fatta, alif. Halla. Yani, hal, the question mark, hal, and the particle of negation, la. Together, halla means, would you not, or should you not, or why didn't you? Yani, why didn't you do something? Or why don't you do something? Halla. This particle is used in a verbal sentence. It is used with the mudari to urge one to do an action. If it's with a mudari verb, it's urging you, why don't you do it? And with the madi, to rebuke him for neglecting an action. If it's used with the past tense, it's to rebuke the person, why didn't you do it? So with the mudari is, why don't you do this? And with the madi is, why didn't you do it? Alright, for example, halla tashkuhu ila al-mudiri. Should you not complain about him to the headmaster? Yani, why don't you complain to him? Yani, this is encouraging the person, if it's used with the present tense, encouraging you to do something. Why don't you complain about him to the headmaster, to the principal? That is, you should do it. Encouraging you to do something. Urging you to do something. With the past tense, halla shakautahu ila al-mudiri. Yani, should you not have complained about him to the headmaster? That is, you should have. Yani, with the present tense verb, it means, why don't you make a complaint against him? With the past tense, it means, why didn't you make a complaint against him? Should you not complain against him? Yani, you should. Should you not have complained against him? You should have. In the first case, yani where it's encouraging you to do something, when it's used with the mudari, it is called harfu at-tahdir, with ha and dad and dad. Tahdir, harf at-tahdir, the particle of urging you to do something. Why don't you do it? And in the second case, yani when it's used with the past tense verb, it's called harf at-tandim, the particle of rebuke. Yani rebuking a person for not having done something. Urging them to do something if it's used with the present tense verb. Rebuking them for not having done it if it's used with the past tense verb. The words ala, ala, and ala with shadda on the lam. Yani ala, ala, or ala. Both of these words, and lawma and lawla, are also used for tahdeed, yani with a present tense verb, and tandim with a past tense verb. In the Quran, 24th surah, 12th ayat, we have lawla, an example of one of these other words, lawla. Lawla idh sami'tumuhu dhanna al-mu'minuna wal-mu'minat bi-anfusihim khayran. وَقَالُوا هَذَا إِفْقٌ مُبِينٌ. Why did not the believers, men and women, when they heard it, why did they not think good of themselves? Why did they not think good of themselves and say it is an obvious lie? That is, they should have done that. So here, the past tense verb is ظَنَّ. لَوْلَا ظَنَّ. لولا ظن إذ سمعتموه when they heard it. يعني why didn't they when they heard this ظن المؤمنون والمؤمنات the believing men and the believing women why didn't they يعني ظن بأنفسهم خيرا why didn't they think good of themselves وقالوا هذا إفك مبين and why didn't they say this is a clear obvious lie so here it's used with the past tense ظن لولا ظن المؤمنون والمؤمنات بأنفسهم خيرا when they heard this why didn't they think good of themselves so this is what rebuke for them not having rejected this as an obvious lie yani if they had thought well of themselves they would not have believed this lie that was made against Aisha radiallahu anha okay so this second point is the particle halla with shadda on the lam and similar to halla is ala and alla and lawma and lawla all of them when they're used with the past tense it's called harf at-tahdid the particle of urging when they use with the present tense. I hope I said present tense. And when they use with the past tense, it's called harf at-tandim, the particle of rebuke. Yani rebuking someone for not having done something. With the present tense, it's called harf at-tahdid. Why don't you do something? And with the past tense, it's called harf at-tandim. Why didn't you do it? Why did you not do it? Okay, the third point and final point of the English key is point number 3 on the bottom of page 130. It says, رَغْبَةً فِي الْعِلْمِ لَا رَحْبَةً مِنَ الْإِمْتِهَانِ Out of love for knowledge, not out of fear of the examination. رَغْبَةً فِي الْعِلْمِ لَا This لَا is a conjunction, like wow and fa and thumma. It's a conjunction, joining two things together. This لَا is a conjunction. It's called لَا الْعَاطِفَةُ The la, that's a conjunction. Not la nafiya or la nahiya. This is la al-aafitatu. The la al-aatifatu. The la, that is a conjunction. It is used in an affirmative sentence where a statement is being made, not a question. Or one containing an amr, a command. So it's used in two types of sentences. One, which is an affirmative sentence, not a question. And two, in a sentence that contains a command. And in the Arabic we'll see that it's used to exclude what comes after la al-atifa, to exclude it from what is mentioned in what's before it. To exclude it from what is mentioned, yani in the affirmative sentence before it, or in the command before it. Okay, let's see an example of the affirmative sentence. Kharaja bilalun la hamidun. Okay, this is an affirmative sentence. It's not a question. It's a statement. خَرَجَ بِلَالٌ Bilal went out. لَا حَامِدٌ Not Hamid. Meaning, لَا الْعَاطِفَ is removing Hamid from what is affirmed in the first part of the sentence. Bilal went out. It's affirmed that Bilal went out, and we are removing Hamid from that. Not Hamid. Hamid didn't go out. Okay, example of the command is on the next page. It says, اسأل المدير. Ask the مدير. لا المدرسة. Not the teacher. Ask the headmaster, not the teacher. And notice also, اسأل المدير is مفعول به منصوب with فتح. And لا العاطفة is a conjunction. So what comes after it also has the same, have to have the same إعراب. لا المدرسة. Yani is'al al-mudir, don't ask the headmaster, not the teacher. La al-mudarrisa. So it's a conjunction. So what comes after the conjunction has the same i'rab of what was before. And the same thing we see in the first example. Kharaja bilalun. Bilalun here is the fa'il marfu'un with dhamma. And so what comes after the conjunction la also is marfu'un with dhamma. The last example they gave us, kulit tufaha. La al-mawza. Eat apples, not bananas. So this is, yani the second usage of la al-atifa. It's used with an affirmative sentence, like Bilal went out and not Hamid. And it's also used in a sentence that has a command. Is'al al-mudir. Ask the headmaster. Kul at-tufah. Eat apples. La al-mawz, not bananas. So bananas is removed from the command to eat apples. And the teacher is removed from the command to ask the principal. So la al-atifa removes the second thing, the word that comes after la, from what is affirmed or the command that came in the sentence before la. Alright, so this is these are the 3 points of this lesson. Let's move right on to the dialogue at the beginning of the lesson. On page 246, page 246, at the top of the page, it says, and here again, what we're going to be looking for in this lesson, number one, we're going to be reading in an audible voice. We want to read, even if we're reading by ourselves, we want to read in an audible voice. So we practice the pronunciation of pronouncing Arabic words. If we have a partner in person or on the telephone, we read in an audible voice so they can hear us. If we're alone, we still read in an audible voice. Second thing is, we want to read for comprehension. We want to make sure that we understand what we are reading. Third thing is, we want to look for the new points of this lesson. In this lesson, we're looking for al-maf'ul li-ajlihi. And we want to also look for, in this lesson, the particle halla. And we want to look for la al-atifa. Al-atifatu. The la, that is a conjunction. And we want to also see things that we learned previously. In this lesson, again, the dialogue on page 246, I have numbered every single line, even if it only has one word, even if it only has a reference to an ayat in the Quran, every line is numbered. On the first page, I numbered it from 1 through 14, 14 lines. On the second page, I numbered it from 1 through 8. There are 8 lines. Every line is included, even if it has one word on it, even if it's just saying what's happening there, nobody speaking. Every line has a number. Okay, and the reason for that is when we get to the exercise where we have to go back to the Arabic text and identify any examples of what we are taking in this lesson. So when we go back to the Arabic text, we won't have to read the whole Arabic text all over again. We're going to read it now thoroughly from beginning to end. But in exercise number 3, we're going to ask to be go back to the Arabic text and find examples of maf'ul lahu. So I've numbered the lines, so when we go back to it, we just look over them quickly. Alright, so we're going to read the whole Arabic text now, and we're going to translate it, and we're going to identify any of the examples of the new points that are in this lesson. Okay, at the top of page 246, it says, الدرسu التاسعu والعشرون, the 29th lesson. The teacher is having a conversation with some of the students, Adnan and Ibrahim, and also the Muraqib comes in and also joins their discussion at some point. Okay, the teacher begins on line 1. Lima, yani this is a question, yani limada. Lima tanzuru fi sa'ati alfaynata ba'da alfaynati ya adananu. Why are you looking at the watch from time to time? Alfaynata ba'd al-faynati, from one time after another. Why you keep looking at the watch? Ya Adnanu, O Adnan. And Adnan is mamnu' min sarf, so it only takes a single vowel. Adnan says, innama af'alu thalika khawfan min fawatil maw'idi. Yani, indeed, the only reason why I'm doing this, why I'm doing that, is out of fear. Min fawati al-maw'idi. Fear of missing the appointment. Fear of missing the appointment. Here, khawfan is the maf'ul, maf'ul, al-maf'ul li-ajlihi, the reason why he's doing something, out of fear. And it's an action of the heart, or a mental action. It's mansub, and mostly it has tanween, explaining us the reason why, master, that's explaining us the reason why, yani, someone does or does not do something. He goes on to say, فَإِنَّ لِي مَوَعِدًا مُهِمَّنْ مَا طَبِيبِي بَعْدَ قَلِيلٍ. For indeed I have an appointment, an important appointment. مَوْعِدْ مُهِمْ مَا طَبِيبْ, with the doctor, بَعْدَ قَلِيلٍ, in a little while. So I'm looking at the watch, so I can stay as long as I can up until it's almost close to the time of the appointment, then I'm going to leave. But I wanted to come to this class, and out of fear of missing the appointment, I keep looking at my watch to make sure I'm not late for the appointment. In line 4, the teacher says, هَلَّا غِبْتَ عَنْ هَذِهِ الْحَصَّةِ. Yani, this halla is used with the past tense, that means it's rebuke for not having done something. Yani, why didn't you be absent? Why weren't you just absent from this period? Yani when it's with the past tense, it's called harf at-tahdid. With the past tense, it's called harf at-tamdeen, at-tamdeen. Yani rebuke for not doing something. Yani making the person feel regret for not having done something. Why didn't you just be absent? Why weren't you just absent from this period? Adnan says, كان بإمكاني. Yani it was possible for me. And أستأذن المدير, to ask for permission from the principal, the headmaster, في الغياب, to be absent, عن هذه الحصة, from this period. And it was possible I could have asked permission from the headmaster to be absent from this period. ولكنني حضرت حبا للنحو. However, I came, I attended out of love for نحو. Out of love for the study of Arabic grammar. Out of love. So here we see a master, that's mansub. It's an action of the heart, love, and it's indicating the reason for doing or not doing the action. In line 7, the teacher says, زادك الله علما. May Allah increase you in knowledge. هكذا يكون الطالب المثالي. This is the way that the model student should be. هكذا يكون. This is how he should be. The الطالب المثالي. The model student. إنما يدرس رغبة في العلم لا رحبة من الامتهان. Yani indeed he studies, the model student. إنما يدرس رغبة, out of desire for knowledge. لا رحبة, not out of fear of the examination. So here we have رغبة, which is a master, it's mansub, it's an action of the heart. Yani being desirous of something. And we have rahbatan, also a master, that's mansub, and it is indicating the reason, yani why a person does not do something, yani why he is not out of fear of the examination. And we also have la al-atifatu here, the conjunction that's joining raghbatan, yani joining to raghbatan, yani rahbatan. So they both have the same i'rab, yani raghbatan لا رحبة منصوب as مفعول لأجلي. After this, the teacher says, after a pause, اقرأ الآيات يا إبراهيم. Read the آيات, O إبراهيم. In line 9, إبراهيم says, بعد الاستعاذة, after saying, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, ولا تقتلوا أولادكم خشية إملاك, نحن نرزقهم وإياكم, إن قتلهم كان خطا كبيرا. Surah Al-Isra, 17th Surah, 31st Ayah. Yani the ayat, the meaning of the ayat is ولا تقتلوا أولادكم, do not kill your children. Yani this is لا الناهية, and therefore it makes the mudari verb yani مجزوم. Sign of being مجزوم is حذف, yani حذف النون. Do not kill your children. خشيتن. For what reason? Do not kill them out of fear of poverty. خشيتا إملاكن. Here we have the masdar, that's mansub. It doesn't have tanween here because it's mudaf. And it is telling us the reason, yani, why a person shouldn't do something. Don't kill your children out of fear of, yani, poverty. And it is an action of the heart. نحن نرزقهم. Allah is saying, we provide for them and for you. وإياكم. إن قتلهم, indeed killing them, كان خطعا كبيرا. It is a major, great sin. So here we have خشيتن, we already explained it. And then in the next line, 11, he reads the next ayat. يجعلون أصابعهم في آذانهم من الصواعق حذر الموت. Surah Al-Baqarah, 2nd Surah, 19th ayat. And it goes on to say, وَاللَّهُ مُحِيطٌ بِالْكَافِرِينَ. يعني يَجْعَلُونَ أَصَابِيَهُمْ, they are putting their fingers, في أذانهم, in their ears, من السواعق, يعني from the thunder clap, يعني the sound of the thunder, حضر الموت, out of fear of death. And the ayah goes on to say, وَاللَّهُ مُحِيطٌ بِالْكَافِرِينَ, and Allah surrounds, encompasses the disbelievers. The word here is حضر, which is a master, meaning fear. Yani taking caution out of fear of something, or taking precautions out of fear of something. Hadara, it's a master, it's mansub, It's an action of the heart. And it is here, يعني, in إضافة. Telling us the reason why they're putting, why they're doing something, why they're putting their fingers in their ears, يعني, from the sound of the thunderclap out of fear of death. In line 13, he reads the next ayat, تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع يدعون ربهم خوفا وطمعا ومما رزقناهم ينفقون. سورة السجدة, 32nd surah, 16th ayat. تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع, يعني their sides forsake their beds, يعني their sides are يعني far away from their beds, they are not sleeping in the night, they are standing up praying. يدعون ربهم, they are calling upon their Rabb, خوفا وطمعا, out of fear and hope. ومما رزقناهم ينفقون, and they also, from their characteristics, are that they spend from what we have provided them. مما رزقناهم, what we have given them. ينفقون, they are spending in charity in the way of Allah. The two words here in line 13 are خوفاً and طمعاً. They are supplicating, calling upon their Rabb. Why? For what reason? يعني خوفاً, out of fear of his punishment or the loss of his pleasure, and out of hope of his reward and his kindness and mercy. خوفاً وطمعاً. Both of these are masdars, both of them are mansub, both of them have tanween, both of them are explaining the reason for doing something, why they are calling upon their Lord, out of fear and out of hope. Naam. Tayyib. And these are, yani fear and hope are mental actions or actions of the heart. Okay, after this, you want to turn to the next page. Naam. Turn to the next page of the dialogue. And again, I numbered this, the remainder of the dialogue on this page from 1 through 8. He reads the next ayat, which is from Surah Al-Baqarah as well. Second Surah, 264th ayat. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, la tubtilu sadaqatikum. Don't render in vain. Don't make invalid your charity. And here again, la and nahiya. Yani is making the mudari verb mansoob. Yani the sign of being mansoob is hadf and noon. Don't make your charity, yani, invalid, in vain. Don't render it in vain. Bil manni wal adha. By, yani, al man means reminding somebody of your generosity. And you give charity and then you remind a person of all that I gave you. Wal adha, yani, injury causing harm. Yani, don't invalidate your charity by reminding people of your generosity or causing harm to them. كَالَّذِي يُنْفِقُ مَالَهُ رِيَاءَ النَّاسِ, like the one who spends his wealth, رِيَاءَ النَّاسِ, yani to be seen by men. وَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, while they do not believe in Allah in the last day. The word that we're looking for here is in line 2. يعني يُنْفِقُ مَالَهُ رِيَاءَ النَّاسِ. رِيَاء is the master. Mansub, yani it's an action of the heart, yani that a person does something so that, because they want in their heart, they want to be seen by the nas, by the people. Riya and nasi, and in this case, yani the masdar doesn't have tanween because it is in idalfa, mudalf to and nas. In line 4, we have yadkhulu al muraqibu wa ma'ahu zuhairun, yani the muraqib, the monitor or the supervisor, the one who deals with activities outside of the classroom. He enters, and with him is one of the students, Zuhair. The Muraqib says in line 5, بعد التحية, yani after he gives salams, he says, يقول زهير. Zuhair is saying to me, إنك منعته من الدخول. Indeed, you have prohibited him from entering. The teacher says in line 6, إنما منعته تأديبا. And the only reason why I prohibited him is to discipline him. تأديباً. فقد أصبح التأخر دأبه وديدنه. Because التأخر, being late, has become دأبه وديدنه. It has become his persistent habit. And he's late all the time. So he said, إنما منعته تأديباً. I've only prohibited him as a means of discipline, yani to try to, yani, give him a warning to try to improve his behavior. The Muraqib says, "Halla تَشْكُوهُ إِلَى الْمُدِيرِ. Should you not complain? يعني why don't you complain? Make a complaint against him to the مُدِير, to the principal. يعني هَلَّا here, when it's used with the مُضَارِ, it's to urge someone to do something. يعني this is تحضيد. يعني حرف التحضيد. To urge someone to do something. Why don't you? يعني complain against him to the مُدِير. The teacher says, إِنَّمَا أَصْبِرُ عَلَيْهِ قَصْدَ الْإِصْلَاحِ. يعني indeed the only reason why I am being patient with him is with the intent. قَصْدَ الْإِصْلَاحِ. يعني with the intent of reform or rectification. يعني making him better. يعني getting him to correct his behavior. أَصَى اللَّهُ أَن يُصْلِحَهُ. يعني it is hoped, I hope, perhaps that Allah will يُصْلِحَهُ. يعني will reform him, will improve him, will make him better. The word that we're looking for here in line 8 is قَصْدَ الْإِصْلَاحِ. قَصْدَ is the masdar, it's mansoob, it's an action of the heart. يعني intending, يعني reformation. يعني hoping, intending for, يعني to for reform him. And here, it doesn't have tanween because it is the mudaf in an idafa construction. Alright, this is the end of the dialogue. We have 10 exercises to go through. Some of them are brief and some of them are a little bit longer. And we still have plenty of time. Almost 1 hour remaining. So, the first exercise is usually comprehension, right? From what we just read, we should be able to answer these questions. Three questions. The first question, لِمَا يَنْظُرُ أَدْنَانُ فِي السَّاعَةِ مِرَارًا. Why is Adnan looking at his watch miraran, again and again and again? يعني ينظروا أدنانوا في الساعة مرارا خوفا من فوات الموعد المهم مع الطبيب. يعني أدنان is looking at his watch over and over again خوفا, out of fear, من فوات الموعد المهم, of missing the important appointment he has with the doctor. Number two, لما حضر الدرس مع أنه مريض. Why did he attend the lesson even though he is sick? مع أنه, along with the fact that he is sick. يعني حضر الدرس مع أنه مريض. يعني حبا للنحو, out of love. يعني he attended the lesson even though he's sick, out of love for النحو, يعني for studying Arabic language. Number three, لما منع المدرس زهيرا من الدخول. Why did the teacher prohibit زهير from entering? يعني منع المدرس زهيرا من الدخول, يعني تأديبا له, يعني to discipline him, since it became his habit, يعني to be late all the time. Okay, the next exercise is the explanation of مفعول له, and we can see that it is extremely brief, and for that reason, يعني it should be known that this is a simple matter, an important matter, but it's very simple for us to comprehend and to apply. So, exercise number 2 on page 247 says, حَضَرْتُ حُبًّا لِلنَّحْوِ. I attended out of love for Arabic grammar. هُنَا حُبًّا is مَفْعُول لَهُ. In this sentence, حُبًّا is the مَفْعُول لَهُ. يعني the object that explains the reason for doing something. المفعول له, أو also known as المفعول لأجله, and sometimes as المفعول من أجله. المفعول له, also known as المفعول لأجله, is a مصدر, a مصدر, infinitive, يذكر لبيان سبب الفعل, that is mentioned to clarify the reason for the action, the reason for doing something or for not doing something. المفعول لأجلي is a مصدر. It's mentioned for to clarify the reason for doing the action. And we can also add here from the English key that it is منسوب. And we can also add here from the English key that it is a mental action. Usually, most of the time, it is a mental action or عمل قلبي. So here is an example of where the explanation in English is a little bit more detailed than the explanation in Arabic. يعني المفعول له ومفعول لأجلي is a مصدر يذكر لبيان سبب الفعل. يعني it is an infinitive that is mentioned to clarify the reason for the action. That's the core of the meaning of مفعول لأجله. But we also want to mention that usually it is a عمل قلبي. It's an action of the heart, like out of love or hope or fear or desiring or intending or whatever. Usually an action of the heart, And it usually has 10 wean, but sometimes it may also not have 10 wean, because it could be idalfa. And it is also mansub. And it is also, all the maf'uls are mansub. But in any case, as part of the definition, it's good that we mention it's a masdar, and that it's used to clarify the reason for the action. And perhaps we should also add to it that it's usually from the actions of the heart, and that it's mansub, and that it takes 10 wean, although sometimes it may be an idalfa. Okay. An example of this is لا تقتلوا أولادكم خشية إملاك. Do not kill your children out of fear of poverty. This is from Surah Al-Isra, 17th Surah, 31st Ayat. That's the end of exercise number 2. And exercise number 3 is going back to the Arabic text or the dialogue. At the bottom of page 247 it says استخرج من الدرس أمثلة المفعول له. Yani, extract from the lesson examples of al-maf'ul lahu, examples of maf'ul lahu. So we just got finished reading it. So again, we're not going to read the whole dialogue again. That's why I mentioned numbering the lines, so we can quickly go through it and identify examples of maf'ul lahu. So the first example on page 246 from the Arabic text, and from the dars, from the dialogue, is in line 2. Adnan says, إِنَّمَا أَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ خَوْفًا مِنْ فَوَاتِ الْمَعَدِ. Indeed, the only reason why I'm doing that is out of fear of missing the appointment. خَوْفًا is the masdar, mansub, tanween, because it's not an idalfa. It's an action of the heart, fear. And it is, what else did we say? That it's a masdar, it's mansub, it's usually action of the heart, and it usually takes tanween. And it usually takes tanween. Now, okay, the next example comes in line 6, where he says, وَلَكِنَّنِي حَضَرْتُ حُبًّا لِلنَّحْوِ. But rather, even though I could have taken permission to be absent today, but I came, يعني حضرت, I attended, حبا للنحوي, out of love for نحو. Again, يعني it is a masdar, it's mansub, it tells us the reason for doing or not doing an action, and it is usually takes tanween, but unless it is in idalfa and it's an action of the heart. It's a masdar, it's mansub, it's an action of the heart, and it usually takes tanween unless it's in idalfa, and it could also have alif lam, but that is not as common as it taking tanween. Okay, the next example is in line 8, that begins with fil ilmi, yani it's the statement, the second line of the statement of the teacher. Oh, I'm sorry, not the line 8, line 7, where the teacher, there's examples in line 7 and line 8, where the teacher says zadakallahu ilma hakadha yakunu at-talib al-mithali innama yadrusu ragbatan. Indeed, the model student, the reason why he studies is ragbatan fil ilmi, being desirous of knowledge. La rahbatan min al-imtihan, not out of fear of the examination. So these are two examples, ragbatan and rahbatan, of maf'ul, al-maf'ul lahu or maf'ul li-ajlihi. Both of them are masdars, both of them are mansub, both of them have tanween, both of them are actions of the heart, being desirous of something and having fear of something. In line 9, Ibrahim says, after al-istiaza, he reads from the ayat, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ خَشْيَةَ إِمْلَاكٍ. Yani خَشْيَةَ is a masdar, infinitive, it's mansub, it's an action of the heart, and in this case it doesn't have tanween because it is mudhaf. Then we go down to line 11, he reads another ayat, يَجَعَلُونَ أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ مِنَ الصَّوَاعِكِ حَذَرَ الْمَوْتِ. Yani حَذَرَ is a masdar, it's mansub, it's an action of the heart. Yani a person is taking precaution out of fear for something, out of fear. So they're taking precautions. Yani it's an action of the heart, and it is, and it doesn't have tanween here because it's in idalfa. It's in idalfa. Now, and it's also, and it is telling us the reason. Yani why he's putting his hands, why he's putting his fingers, why they're putting their fingers in their ears. Okay, after this, in line 13, next to the last line, we have another ayat, تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدَعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا مِمَّا وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِكُونَ يعني they are supplicating to their رب يَدَعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا out of fear and out of hope. Out of fear and out of hope. So both of these are masdar, infinitive. Both of them are mansub. Both of them are telling us the reason for doing something or not doing it. In this case, for doing it, for a dua, why they are calling upon their Rabb, out of fear and out of hope. And both of them are actions of the heart. Both of them are telling us the reason why the action is being done, and they are both actions of the heart, fear and hope. And in this case, both of them have tanween since they are not in idalfa. Okay, after we turn to page 247, I've numbered these lines 1 through 8. In line 2, we have an example. يُنْفِقُوا مَا لَهُ رِيَاءَ النَّاسِ يعني that these people, they spend their wealth رِيَاءَ النَّاسِ to be seen by the people out of desire. They do it ria'an, yani they desire to be seen by the people. And this, yani again, meets all of the necessary essentials of the masdar, the maf'ul, li'ajli, yani that is, that it is a, wow. Yani that it is, a masdar, an infinitive, and that it is explaining the reason why an action is being done. They are doing it, spending their wealth to be seen. And it is also mansub. And in this case, it doesn't have tanween because it is an in idalfa. So it's a masdar, infinitive, it's mansub, it's an action of the heart, and it's explaining why something is being done. Going on to line 6, the teacher is saying, إِنَّمَا مَنَعْتُهُ تَعْدِيبًا يعني the only reason why I have prohibited him from entering is تَعْدِيبًا يعني to discipline him. To discipline him. يعني to try to make him better. تَعْدِيبًا يعني is a masdar, infinitive, it's mansub, and it's explaining us the reason why he did something, and it is also an action of the heart. تَعْدِيبًا يعني in his heart, يعني he is hoping, wishing, yani expecting that it's gonna help the student to be better. Ta'adiban, yani his intent, yani there's an intent here. Ta'adiban, yani meaning intending to discipline him. Intending to discipline him. In line 8 we have the last example. Innama asbiru alayhi qasta al-islah. Yani the only reason why I'm being patient with him and I didn't complain against him to the principal is with the intent, yani the niyyah, the qasd, the niyyah of islah, of reformation or rectification. Yani I intend, yani hopefully, to discipline him as a means of reforming him, making him better, making him improve, yani rectifying his behavior. So qasd also is a masdar, infinitive, it's mansub, doesn't have tanween here because it's mudaf, it's an action of the heart. Qasd, yani niyyah, intending something. And it is telling us the reason why an action is done or not done. Yani, the reason why I've been patient is qasd al-islah, hoping for and intending islah, rectification. Okay, 6247. Okay, so that was exercise number 3. Okay, that was exercise number 3. So now let's go to exercise number 4 on page 248. Exercise number 4. After those examples from the dialogue that we read carefully in the beginning of the session, now they give us 4 sentences or 4 yani sentences or ayats or examples of speech in which we'll find examples of al-maf'ul lahu or al-maf'ul li-ajlihi. And what it says, the instruction says, ayyin المفعول له في كل مثال مما يأتي عين المفعول له identify the مفعول له في كل مثال in each example مما يأتي in each of the sentences or ayat or hadith that follow in each example that follows 4 sentences the first sentence قال تعالى Allah the Most High says بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. Surah Al-Baqarah, second surah, 207th ayat. Yani the saying of Allah the Most High, and from amongst the people, yani meaning some of the people, are those who, مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ, who sells himself, ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ, he sells his self, he sells his soul to Allah. إِبْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ, yani desiring, seeking the pleasure of Allah. And the ayah goes on to say, وَاللَّهُ رَؤُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ, and Allah is indeed kind and compassionate to his worshippers, to the worshippers, yani those who give themselves over for the sake of Allah. The word here, yani the maf'ul lahu, is ibtigha, it's a masdar, it's mansub, doesn't have tanween because it's mudaf to marzat, ibtigha marzatillah. It's a masdar, it's mansub, it's an action of the heart, ibtigha, yani desiring, seeking something in their heart, they have a desire for it. So that's why they're selling themselves to Allah, giving themselves over for the pleasure of Allah, in order to, yani desiring, being desirous of his, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is also the master telling us the reason why the action is done. Why are they selling their self? Yani having a desire for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sentence number two. Usadiqu, yani ana, usadiqu zamili hadha dafa'an li dararihi. Yani, I am maintaining friendship. I am keeping friendship with my classmate, Zamili Hadha, with this classmate of mine, Dafa'an lidararihi, to repulse or to push away his harm. Yani, I am acting friendly towards him in order to repulse his harm, to protect myself from his harm. Naam. So, in other words, he's saying, I treat him as a friend so that he doesn't harm me. So, the word here is dafa'an, and it's a masdar, it's mansub, has tanween here, since it's not an idafa. It's explaining why he's treating this person friendly, treating him as a friend, and it is also an action of the heart. Yani dafa'an, yani that the point of me treating him friendly is to, yani, as a means of protection from the harm that may come from his evil behavior. Number three, ataghadha an hafawati asdiqai istibqa'an limawaddatihim. Yani, ataghadha an hafawati asdiqai. Yani, I am disregarding, pretending not to notice. Ataghadha means to disregard something, to act like you didn't notice it. Yani, I am disregarding or acting like I didn't notice. Yani, hafawati asdiqai, the slips, the mistakes and small errors and faults of my friends. Istibqa'an limawaddatihim, in order to protect, to save, to preserve, yani, their friendship, their love and friendship. Yani, I am overlooking some of their slips, the slips of my friends, in order to keep, to retain, to remain, yani, to keep the their love and their friendship. Istibqa'an is the master, it's mansub with tanween. It's telling us the reason why he's overlooking and disregarding their mistakes and errors and slips. And it is also, yani, it has an intent or a purpose that's not a physical purpose, but it's to keep, to protect, and to preserve their friendship and their love. Point number four. Sentence number four. Naha Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an yusafira bil Qur'ani ila ardi al aduwi makhafata an yanalahu al adu. Yani, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited person to travel to the land of the enemies, مَخَافَةَ أَنْ يَنَالَهُ الْعَدُو, out of fear that the adu, the enemies, may, yani, take possession of the Mus'haf, of the printed copy of the Qur'an, if a person is carrying it to the land of the enemies. And of course, it doesn't mean the Qur'an that's retained in the heart. It means the copies of the Qur'an, the printed copies of the Qur'an, the Mus'haf. Yani it's prohibited, or the Prophet ﷺ prohibited, a person from traveling to the land of the enemies, of the land of the disbelievers, out of fear that they would get hold of the Mus'haf and they would yani cause harm by disrespecting it. Of course, yani that might not be the case today. In many lands of the disbelievers, a person can carry the Mus'haf and nobody's going to touch it. But in any case, yani if there's a fear of harm, then it's prohibited to take the Mus'haf to a place where the kafirs may take hold of it and disrespect it. The point here, yani the word here is makhafata, yani it's a masdar, it's mansub. It doesn't have tanween because it's an idhafa. Explains the reason why, yani the action is done or not done. Yani why a person is prohibited from going to the land of the disbelievers with the Mus'haf. Yani the reason why is out of fear that they would get hold of it and cause and disrespect it. And also it is from the actions of the heart, mental actions, or amal qalbi, fear, out of fear. Okay, that's the end of exercise number 4. Exercise number 5 is 6 sentences. It says, أَمَامَ كُلِّ جُمْلَةٍ مِمَّا يَأْتِي إِسْمٌ. Yani in front of every sentence that follows is a noun. Okay, at the end of each line, 6 lines, at the end of each line there's a word in parenthesis, خَوْفٌ رَغْبَةٌ مَخَافَةٌ إِجْلَالٌ بُغْيَةٌ and خَشْيَةٌ. So there's, at the end of the line, there's a word. Amama kulli jumlatin. Yani at the end of every line, there's a word, a ism. Ija'alhu mafa'ulan lahu. Make it as a mafa'ulan lahu. Wa akmal bihi al-jumla, and complete the sentence with it. Wadubithu bishakl, and make it, yani precise or exact in terms of the voweling. Yani vowel it. So we know, is it mansub, marfoon, majroor, tanween, no tanween. Yani make the voweling complete. So at the end of every sentence there's a noun, make it the maf'ul and lahu, and complete the sentence with it, and make and vowel that word completely. Sentence number 1. Lam akhruj min al-bayti al-yawma. The word they gave us is khawfan. It should be khawfan mansub with fatha, min al-harri with tanween, because it's not an idafa. Yani lam akhruj min al-bayti al-yawma, I didn't go out of the house today, khawfan min al-harri, out of fear of the heat. Number 2. Iltahaqtu bil jamiyati al-islamiyati. The word they gave us is raghbatan. Iltahaqtu bil jamiyati al-islamiyati. I joined the Islamic University raghbatan fi ulum al-deen. Being desirous, wishing, hoping, longing for the knowledges, the sciences of the deen. Yani the Islamic sciences. Yani desiring, longing for, to learn the knowledge of the deen. Yani ragbatan, mansub with fatha and tanween. Number 3. Lam aqra'i. Lam aqra', yani should be, yani majzoom with sukoon, but here it's followed by alif lam, so we're going to make a kasra. Lam aqra'i al-jarasa. I didn't ring the bell. The word they gave us is makhafatun. We're going to change it to makhafata. Yani mansub with fatha, single vowel, because it's mudaf to. An yastayqidha al-maridu. Yani I didn't ring the bell out of fear that the sick person will wake up. Out of fear that the sick person will. An yastayqidha al-maridu. I didn't ring the bell. Makhafata. Here makhafata is mansub with fatha. It's a single vowel because it is mudaf. Number 4. Qumtu. The word they gave us is ijlalun. We're going to make it mansub as maf'ulun lahu. Qumtu ijlalan lil mudarrisi. Yani I stood up out of respect for the teacher. Ijlalan mansub with fatha and tanween because it's not an idafa. Number 5. Aqra'u as-suhufa. Yani there should be a space here. There's no space here. That was a printing mistake. It should be a space after a suhuf. And that's where, yani the word that they gave us at the end, yani bughyatun, that word should be placed here between a suhuf and itla'i. Should be aqra'u as-suhufa bughyatan or bughyata al-itla'i. Bughyata al-itla'i على أحوال المسلمين في العالم. في العالم. يعني I read the newspapers. بغية desiring الإطلاع to become acquainted with, to know about أحوال المسلمين, the conditions or the circumstances of the Muslims in the world. Again, the word here is بغية. It should be بغية الإطلاع. يعني with منصوب, with فتح, with a single vowel, because it's an إضافة to الإطلاع. بغية الإطلاع. Number 6. لا أزال ألبس ملابس الصوفي. I'm still wearing, يعني, clothing of wool. Wool clothing. The word they gave us is خشيتون. We're going to make it منصوب with فتح. خشيتا. With a single vowel, because it's مضاف to أن يصيبني برد. I'm still wearing the clothing of wool clothing. خشية, out of fear of being afflicted with the cold. يعني يصيبني برد, the coldness or the cold weather. Here the word should be خشية, منصوب فتح, single vowel, no تنوين, because it's مضاف to أن يصيبني. That's the end of exercise number 5. Exercise number 6 is really just an explanation. And the remaining exercises are all very, very brief. Exercise number 6 is an explanation of the second point of this, of the English key in this lesson. And that is the particle halla. The particle halla. And we mentioned previously that this is a particle that's used with a verbal sentence, either past tense or present tense verb. When it's used with the past tense, it's for, yani rebuking the person for not having done something. When it's used with the present tense, it's for urging the person to do something, yani that they haven't done, but urging them to now do it. When it's used with the present tense, it's called harf at-tahdid, particle of urging. When it's used with the past tense, it's called harf at-tandim, the particle of rebuke. Okay, so let's see. It says here in Arabic, page 248, exercise number 6. Halla ghibta an hadhihi al-hassati. Oh, would that you had been absent from this period. The second example, halla tashkuhu ila al-mudiri. It would be good for you to complain to him, to the mudir. So in the first sense, ghibta is a past tense verb, so this is rebuke. Why didn't you make yourself absent from this period? You should have done so. And in the second case, it's a mudari verb, tashkuhu, so it's urging. Yani, it's tahdid, urging the person to make the complaint to the mudir. It says, halla harfu at-tahdid والتنديم. يعني it is a particle of تحضيد, urging, when it's used with the present tense verb, and تنديم, rebuking, when it's used with the past tense verb. إذا دخلت على المضارع فهي للحض على العمل. If it is used with a مضارع verb, then it is for الحض, يعني تحضيد, urging the person to do something now. يعني الحض على العمل. For example, حلّ تزورني. يعني would that you visit me. Do so. يعني do visit me. Going to the next page. وإذا دخلت على الماضي. But if it is used with a past tense verb كان. لجعل الفاعل يندم على فوات العمر. And if it is used with a past tense verb كان لجعل الفاعل. It is to make the person who is doing the action, making the subject of the sentence, making this person yendam, yani regret, feel remorse, rebuking them ala fawat al-amr, for having let the opportunity pass by. And if it's used with the past tense, the matter is finished. And it's saying, why didn't you? You should have done this. So this is rebuke, yani making the subject feel remorse or regret for missing the opportunity, for missing out ala fawat al-amr, for missing out on the opportunity to do something. Example of this is halla ijtahadta. Would that you had worked hard. Yani, you should have worked hard. So this is rebuke of that person, making them feel, yani, nadam, for allowing the opportunity to work hard, to pass them by, and causing them to lose out on whatever good they would have gotten if they would have worked hard. The end of the explanation says, هناك أحرف أخرى, and there are other particles, للتحضيد, for urging a person to do something, والتنديم, for rebuking a person for not having done something, وهي, and they are, ألا, with شدة on the lam, ألا, and there's ألا, without شدة, and there's لو ما, and لو لا, and an example of one of them, يعني ألا, without شدة, ألا تتوبوا من ذنبك, يعني this is urging the person to repent, يعني why don't you, why do you not repent from your sin, يعني you should do so. Okay, that's the end of the second point, yani of the Arabic, points of from the English key. The particle halla, which is used with the verbal tenses, past tense or present tense, has two meanings: either to urge a person to do something that they haven't yet done, or rebuking a person for having not done something and letting the opportunity pass by. Other particles that are used in the same way for urging or rebuking is alla and ala, without shadda, and lawma and lawla. And now we're going to the last few exercises, which are very, very brief. And the last one is an explanation of the third point, that is la al-atifa. Exercise number 7 on page 249. Okay, I see a long time ago there was some note here. I just looked up. This thing is so small I can hardly see it. Allahu musta'an. Ustaz and kayfa يصحك خلالات عقد بعد الضلالة من بعيد أهل العلم والتوحيد. I can't really see the Oh, okay. So the second writing is a little bit more clear. يعني يصحح يصححنا. How do we correct عقيدتنا أو عقيدة بعد الضلالة? Oh, I don't know what this has to do with our lesson. This is a whole different topic altogether. يعني correcting عقيدة after a person has been astray. It would be difficult to address that now. We have a little bit of time for the lesson, and this is a big topic, but I mean, in general, I don't know what's the intention of the question, but normally we don't take questions like this outside of the actual subject of the class, but just because of the importance of the subject, I'll just say just a word, very, very briefly. And if a person has some mistakes or errors or problems with their aqidah, the way to correct it is to read, yani, the books of the scholars of Ahl Sunnah, or to listen to the lectures of the scholars of Ahl Sunnah, or the students of knowledge who are upon the Sunnah, yani where they're explaining matters of Aqidah, where they're explaining the basics of Islam, the books of Aqidah, like Usul Sunnah, or Aqidah Tahawiyah, Aqidah Wasatiyah, or even smaller books like the Minhaj Ahl Sunnah, Fil Amal Wal Aqidah, from Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih Uthaymeen. They're even small books that scholars have written. Sheikh Ibn Baz also has a small book like this. Reading the books of the scholars of Ahl Sunnah, listening to, attending, or at least listening to recordings of the students of knowledge who are conveying, yani, the correct explanations of the aqidah of Ahl Sunnah from the scholars of Sunnah. So the way to correct the aqidah after a person has been astray or misguided is to learn from, listen to, read the books of, preferably sit with a student of knowledge, if that's possible, and hear the explanations of the books of Aqidah of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and be able to ask them questions, And this is all I can say for now because of the time and because this is not really our topic today, but because of its importance, yani it's important that we read the books of the scholars of Ahl Sunnah in matters of Aqidah. This is the foundation of Islam. It's the most important thing. Reading books of fiqh is very, very good, but the books of Aqidah are the most important thing because that's the foundation of Islam. If the person's Aqidah is not correct, then the rest of it, yani everything that's built on it, is also going to be useless. So reading the books of the scholars of Ahl Sunnah in Aqidah, or better than that, listening to or sitting with the scholars themselves or the students of knowledge who are explaining those books, learning correctly the correct Aqidah if a person came to know that they had some mistakes or errors or yani some problems with the Aqidah, and Allah knows best. Okay, getting back to our lesson, because we have still four exercises to remain, even though they are short exercises. But I appreciate the question, except that normally we don't take questions outside of the topic that we are dealing with, and even the lesson that we are dealing with, unless it's something that we studied before that needs to be clarified in order to understand what we are doing now. Exercise number 7, very, very brief exercise. Hati Mufrad al-Asma al-Atiya. Hati Mufrad al-Asma al-Atiya. Give the singular form of the following nouns. Asabi', its singular is Isba', or it means a finger. Sawa'iq means the thunder clap or the sound of thunder. Its singular is sa'iqatun. Junubun, yani its singular is jambun, yani means the side, yani a person laying on their side, for example. Madaji', its singular is madja'un. Madja'un means the bed or a couch where a person sleeps. Sadaqatun, its singular is sadaqatun, means yani charity. Generally it's referring to voluntary charity, but actually it can also refer to the obligatory charity, zakat. Exercise number 8, also a very brief exercise. Yadkhulu kullu talibin da'bi wa daydani fi jumlatin. Yani each student should make a sentence using this expression, da'bi wadaydani, which means something that a person is habitually doing. Yani this is my habit, this is what I always do, this is something that I do all the time. So a person, for example, can say, da'bi wadaydani, yani my habit that I do all the time, an ajlisa, for example, fil masjidi ba'da salat al-fajri ila shuruq al-shamsi, is that I sit in the masjid ba'da salat al-fajri until the rising of the sun. At which time, if a person yani sits remembering Allah after performing the Fajr prayer in congregation until sunrise, yani 10 or 15 minutes after sunrise, and prays 2 rak'ah or 4 rak'ah, they will get the reward of Hajj and Umrah, as the Prophet ﷺ said in an authentic hadith, tamatan, 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 yani complete reward of Hajj and Umrah. Or a person can say, yani da'bi wa daydani, and yani amshi. And amshi kulla sabahan, every morning, that I go out for a walk every morning, and so on. Exercise number 9, yadkulu kullu talibin halla fi jumlataini. Every student should use the particle halla in two sentences. Takunu fil ula littahdid wa fil ukhra littandim. Yani in the first sentence, it should be used for urging, yani tahdid, used with a mudari verb. And in the other sentence, it should be litandim, yani rebuke, yani used with a past tense verb. So, for example, a person might say, halla, with a past tense verb, halla sallayta al-isha ma'al jama'ah. Yani, would that you had performed the isha prayer with the jama'ah. Yani, this halla sallayta, you should have done so. Yani, that would have been good. Halla, would that you had performed the Isha prayer with the Jama'ah. With the Mubari verb, halla tusalli al-Isha'a ma'al Jama'ah. Yani the same thing but with Mubari verb, halla tusalli, would that, yani you should pray the Salat al-Isha with the Jama'ah. You should perform the Salat al-Isha with the Jama'ah. Yani you should do so. Or you may say, halla tahfadhu shay'an min al-Qur'ani yawmiyan. Yani, you should, yani, memorize something from the Quran every day, and so on. Okay. Number 10, and this is the final exercise, is just an explanation of the last point that we had in the English key. Yani, that is La Al-Atifa. Yani, La Al-Atifa, we said it is a conjunction, and it's used in a sentence, an affirmative sentence, or a sentence concerning or containing a command. Here in the Arabic explanation, it's a little bit more detailed than the English. Yani, on point number one, the Arabic explanation, I mean the English explanation, has a couple of points that's not in the Arabic. But on this point number three, the third point of the English key, the Arabic explanation is more detailed than the English. That's why I said sometimes we have to read carefully both the Arabic and the English explanations, because sometimes one of them has some details that's not in the other. Sometimes it's in the Arabic more detail, sometimes it's in the English more detail. In this lesson, the English is more detailed on the first point, and the Arabic is more detailed on the third point. Okay, let's read the third point. It says, رَغْبَةً فِي الْعِلْمِ لَا رَحْبَةً مِنَ الْإِمْتِهَانِ. The same example that they gave in the English key, yani that a person did something, رَغْبَةً, desiring, wishing for, longing for knowledge. رَغْبَةً فِي الْعِلْمِ لَا رَحْبَةً مِنَ الْإِمْتِهَانِ. Not out of fear of the examination. هذه لا العاطفة. This لا is لا العاطفة. The لا that is a conjunction. يعطف بها لإخراج الثاني مما دخل فيه الأول. And this point is not mentioned in the English key. That لا العاطفة, the لا that's a conjunction, يعطف, يعطف, يعني it is used to connect something to something, يعني one word or one thing to another thing is used, يعطف بها, يعني it is used as a conjunction, لإخراج الثاني, to remove the second thing, مما دخل فيه الأول, from that which the first one has entered into. So the first one is رغبة في العلم. So this is affirmed that the person is doing it, desiring, wishing, longing for knowledge. And the لا العاطفة is to remove لإخراج الثاني, the second one, يعني رحبة من الامتحان, out of fear of امتحان, to remove it from what the first one is upon. The first one is affirmation that the person is doing this, yani wishing for knowledge, and the لا here is to say not so the second one, yani they are not doing it out of fear of امتحان. Okay, so what is affirmed in the first part? Person is seeking knowledge, desiring knowledge, and the second one is negated from what the first one is, what the first one is included in. So he's doing it out of desire, wishing for knowledge. He is not doing it out of fear of imtihan. Okay, so I hope that this is clear. La al-atifatu, yani yu'atafu biha. It is used as a conjunction, li ikhraj al-thani, to remove the second thing, mimma dakhala fihi al-awwal, from what the first one is upon. The first one is upon affirmation, and this one is negation of the second thing. وَالشَّرْطُ مَعْطُوفِهَا. And now, this is also not mentioned like this, in this detail, in the English key. وَالشَّرْطُ مَعْطُوفِهَا. And the condition for the validity of the thing that is connected by لا العاطفة, the thing that comes after لا العاطفة, the condition for its validity is أن يكون مفردًا. That the thing that comes after لا العاطفة has to be a مفرد. Meaning here that it has to be غَيْرَ جُمْلَة, that it can't be a sentence. Yani mufrad here doesn't mean the opposite of plural. Mufrad here means not a sentence or a shibba jumla. Yani it should not be a sentence. So the thing that comes after لا العاطفة, it's the condition for its validity is that it should not be a sentence. It should be a mufrad, not a sentence. وَيَكُونُ بَعْدَ إِجَاب. And also from its conditions that's mentioned in the English, that it should come after ijab, after an affirmation of something, or an amr, or a command of something. It has to come after an affirmation of something, or a command for something. For example, safara bilalun, that's after, now la nafiya, la muhammadun comes after an affirmation. Safara bilalun, Bilal did travel. So it should come after an affirmation, and it should also be not a sentence. سافر بلال La Muhammadin. So Muhammadun is excluded from what is affirmed for Bilal. Bilal traveled, that's affirmation. La Muhammadun, Muhammadun is excluded from that. Yani, so he comes out of that by La Al-Atifa. And both of them, yani, are having the same i'rab, because La Al-Atifa is a conjunction, so what comes after it should be the same as what's before it. Bilalun marfoon with Dhamma as the fa'il, and Muhammadun is also marfoon with Dhamma. Another example of this, with these two conditions, that it should not be a sentence and it should come after an affirmation or a command. These are examples of it coming after affirmation. Ishtaraytu ad-dajajata madhbuhatan. I purchased the chicken madhbuhatan. Yani, having already been slaughtered. La hayyatan, not alive. Alright, so here again we have an affirmation. I did purchase the chicken, yani, already slaughtered. And then after that, La Al-Atifa, yani, removes the second thing that's mentioned from the first one. So it's not affirmed, it's negated. La Hayyatan, I bought it, slaughtered already, not alive. Alright, so its conditions is that, number one, it should not be a sentence, it should be a mufrad, as we see here in Muhammad and in Hayya. And it also should, because it's al-atifa, it's a particle of atf, should have the same ruling. What's before la al-atifa as what's before it, what's after it should have the same ruling as what's before. Bilalun and Muhammadun, madhbuhatan and hayyatan, hayyatan, alive. The second condition is that it has to be after an affirmation or after a command. So this is the second part, that is after a command. Is'al al-mudira, La al-mudarrisa. Ask the principal, not the teacher. Okay, so we see here that in this example, there's a command. It should be after an affirmation, as in the first two examples under Aleph, or after a command, and the two examples under Ba. It's after a command, and it is also not a sentence. Yani, is'al al-mudir, la al-mudarrisa. It's not a sentence, and it's after a command, and it's removed. The second one is removed from the first one, the affirmation of asking the principal, not asking the teacher. The last example is kul or kuli at-tufaha la al-mawza. Yani, eat apples, not bananas. So here again is an example of the word, yani, the word that is connected by la al-atifa. It is not a sentence, it's a mufrad, and it's after a command. The command is kul at-tufah la al-mawza. So it's after a command and it's not a sentence. So this is correctly used with la al-atifa. It connects the word after la al-atifa to the word before it in terms of its i'rab. Kuli at-tufaha mansub with fatha, and mawza also, al-mawza mansub with fatha. And this is the end of what we wanted to cover for the lesson today. And again, this lesson, the core of the lesson is al-maf'ul li-ajli, and the maf'ul li-ajli, yani, we know that it is, number one, a masdar, it's mansub, it tells us the reason for doing an action or not doing it, and it's usually an amal qalbi, an action of the heart. Mostly it has tanween, sometimes it doesn't if it's, yani, in idhafa. The other points is the particle of yani tahdir or tandim, halla, and also similar to it are the other particles, yani ala, alla, lawma, and lawla. Yani, all of these are used as particle of urging, tahdid, or particle of rebuke, tandim, yani tahdid if it's with a mudari verb, tandim it's with a madi verb, and we just went over la al-atifa in this last exercise. We don't need to repeat that. Yani, la al-atifa is a conjunction. What comes after it is connected by conjunction. It should have the same ruling. For its validity, it should be not a sentence, a mufrad, and it should be after an affirmation, a sentence of affirmation, or a command. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. I ask Allah for myself and for each of you that He grant us success in doing whatever we do sincerely for His sake alone, and that He, out of His generosity and His kindness, Yani, recognize, record, and reward our good deeds, and pardon, forgive, and overlook our mistakes and errors. And that He grant us al-thabat, yani steadfastness and firmness upon a sirat al-mustaqim. And until we leave this world and return to Him in a condition in which we are pleasing to Him and pleased with Him, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant yani a return to good health for those amongst us who are sick, and that He shower His rahmah upon those who have passed away, that He fill their graves with light, and that He make them spacious, and that He yani protect them from the punishment of the grave and the punishment of the fire, and that He admit them into His paradise. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Inshallah, next week we'll be doing a new lesson, lesson 30. This new lesson, lesson 30, is a little bit detailed. It's not that long, but it's quite detailed. And for that reason, I think we're going to break it up into two sessions, even though it's not that long. But I think the details are too much to try to cover in 1 week and to retain all of it and all of its examples. Again, even though it's not a very, very long lesson, but it's quite detailed. So I think we're going to try to break it up into two sessions. May Allah make it easy for us all. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.